Eddie.
Hey, Eddie, it's Mario.
All right, Mario, you ready? I got the numbers for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, it's 4246.
4246.
3154.
3154.
1126.
1126.
3245.
3245, expiration.
0127.
127, and then the security code, which is the last three on back of the card.
582.
582. Okay, stand by while I verify this is a valid card. 1 second.
Okay.
While I do that, I do have to read our verification script to you just to make sure I have everything correct. That'll take me about 1 minute. Before processing the payment, Eddie, I am going to walk you through what is called the verification recording. The reason, because we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you do not understand, do me a favor, ask me to clarify it for you. I'll be more than happy to do so.
Right.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Also to outline the service agreement that you'll receive with Local Splash and, of course, as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of this order today, can you please state the name of the company?
Shelter Restoration.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Eddie Gray. I'm the owner.
Thank you very much. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Shelter Restoration?
I'm the owner, so I say yes.
Sorry, Eddie. I never had anybody say that to me. Yes, you're absolutely right. Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing account, sir?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, we ask that you are actively involved in the growth of the campaign. As a result of this, we ask if you agree to receive phone calls and respond to our emails when necessary.
I would much rather receive text and emails, not phone calls.
Okay, hold on. Let me note that on here, okay? 1 second.
Yeah, because I'm busy. You know, I run everything here, so I'm quite busy. Being on the phone, like right now, I got so many things to do right now. It slows me down. Text messages and emails, the easiest way to get hold of me, and it's the easiest way for me to respond.
Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Let me update that here. So text messages preferred. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, and you would, so if we text you, then you'd be a more, you know, more responsive than?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Please be advised, if you do get calls from any third party, that it's not us. That's why we gave you that security question, Davis.
Okay.
Anyone that you want to have access to this account, make sure they're aware of that. I think you're probably the only one, but if you did ever want somebody, hey, you know, call these guys, tell them to update this new picture or anything of that nature, they have to know that security answer or else they won't be able to access the account. Okay.
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the time you're with us?
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, if you hire another company to do marketing for you to keep us in the loop, you know, because, I mean, that usually happens when the company is really huge. They'll hire, you know, a different marketing companies for different areas, you know. So it's just basically saying, hey, if you have another company doing what we're doing just to keep us informed.
I got you.
Okay, perfect. The initial payment will take place today, August 21st, and the total amount of $348. Okay. When this payment is completed, it will renew September 21st for the amount of $249. That's going to be your flat rate. Okay. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, Eddie. You do have the right to discontinue this agreement at any time by calling our 877-635-6225 customer service number. Just make sure you give us a call before the 21st, if you ever decide to cancel that agreement. Okay, and then lastly, do you agree and understand to the renewal and the cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second here. Okay. Okay, give me 1 second. It says the payment did not go through because the address I put on here didn't match. I think I might have put... I have 8070 Castleton Road in Indianapolis, or is that not it?
Yeah, that's it. 4625 up.
426. Oh, okay, because I'm showing 42603.
No, it's at 4870 Castleton Road, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46250.
46250, correct?
Yep.
Okay, stand by. Let me. And the name on the card, is it coming? Is it Edward Bray, or what is this? What does your card say?
Yeah, that's what it says. Shelter Restoration.
Shelter Restoration. Okay.
Yep.
Give me 1 second. Let me try that again here. Okay. Eddie, you should be getting a text message, to give us authorization to process the payment, because I just seen that it was
declined.
Yeah, that normally happens to me too when
I
pay something.
Yeah,
you're gonna get a text in a minute. It happens to me. I just, I tell you that because I've been through this where I just hit yes.
Yeah.
And then it allows me to process.
Well, I ain't got no text message yet, but it happens on my account when it's used in a different form that ain't used to being used.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you should get it in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Your number, the 317-599-5483, is linked to this card, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yeah, so you should get a text message in the next 2 or 3 minutes.
Usually happens pretty quicker than that. I wonder if it's on the phone and it ain't coming through.
I don't think that has anything to do with it, to be quite frank. Is your email attached to this part as well? Because sometimes, I'm telling you, because sometimes I'll get it to my email.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. No, I haven't got anything from my email. Nope, I ain't got anything to no email.
No, or your text message either. I can try it again, but I know it's going to decline it again. Maybe that will generate the text message. Give me a second. I tried it again. Decline authorization required.
Huh. Well, it's not giving me any. I don't understand. It's not coming through my phone. Maybe because we're on the phone. I'm not sure. But normally I would get notifications like that when my card was declined.
Yeah, you should definitely be getting notifications. Quite weird that you're not getting it.
Yeah. Probably because we're on the phone.
Who do you bank with?
Chase.
Oh, me too.
I've been through this before when I would use my card in a certain place and it would make me answer yes, it was me, and then it's okay to run the card again.
Yeah, that's what it does. What I'll do, I'll get off the phone with you. I'll call you back in 5 minutes. I mean, if you don't see the text message come in, what I would do is just you know, if you have 2 minutes, just give Chase a call and they'll allow it to go through.
Right.
You know, I know that that's what I had to do before when I don't get that text message. You know, cause I've been with Chase for 8 years now, 8 or 9 years. I don't remember, but, you know, I think they work primarily the same way with most of their clients. So yeah, if you don't get that text message, if you give them a quick call, they'll allow it to go through. So I'll call you back in 5 minutes, Eddie.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.